You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Now with this information, do you think that was perjury? Was he lying to you under oath? Is there anything for you to do now? Is there any accountability, Senator?
It's not only me. Many, many scientists are coming forward who are experts in this area saying, yes, they've been funding gain of function. He's been parsing words. He's been sort of kind of going around the subject, and he never fully explains why it's not gain of function. But I think his explanation is this. Oh, it was inadvertent. We didn't know they were going to gain function. Well, that's what a gain of function experiment is. You don't know when you combine two viruses if it'll be more deadly, but it might be. If you have half a brain, you know, if you combine two viruses, it sure might be more deadly.
If you just have half a brain. This is October 25th, 2021. And that was Senator Rand Paul appearing on a program with Axios on HBO. And as you heard the question, do you think now, with what we know, will we continue to learn? The letter that came out the other day that said we need to correct some statements by Dr. Fauci. In other words, he lied to you. And Senator Rand Paul says, oh, now they want to claim that we're parsing words. We're not exactly explaining it the way you think it should be explained. His point being made in that interview, if you have half a brain, and Dr. Fake supposedly has a lot of credentials to show that he has some brain, you would understand that when you start talking about gain of function, you know what is intended. You know what it is. Are you a scientist or not? Oh, there's a big question there. We're going to get into that in a lot more detail. And some of these experiments have been carried out using federal taxpayer dollars. You're going to be horrified. Hell, you're going to be angry. Damn angry. Especially if you love puppies. You know what they're doing? I'll give you a brief tease. In one experiment, they were breeding beagle puppies. And then when they got old enough, put their heads locked into a cage where they couldn't move their head, where they were being bitten repeatedly by various fleas and other critters that were carrying specific diseases to see how it would affect the dog's brain. And when they think that, and they also cut the vocal cords so the staff didn't have to listen to the puppies squeal out and cry out and bark out and hurt and pain. We're going to get into that in more detail. You do not want to miss any of this program. Also, as you know, this big town hall meeting the other day with CNN's Cottonmouth, Anderson Cottonmouth, and President Biden, a total blast as usual. No one really cared except some of the things that came out of it, and the fallout continues. And the one question, do you think, President Biden, do you think police officers, emergency responders be mandated to get vaccine? If not, they should be fired. And his answer got applause. It does in the real world, but it did in that audience. And by the way, some of the mandates regarding for American truckers, they don't like taking orders like he's trying to get them at this point. We will get into that. And Condoleezza Rice, former Secretary of State, first black woman holding that position, joining The View talking about critical race theory, trying to set it straight in their feeble little minds on The View, that critical race theory is mainly not teaching true race and history. It's teaching white kids to feel guilty, making black kids and other colored children look at skin color more than anything else as their makeup and your makeup. And I'm going to even give a little bit of time today to that SNN skit over the weekend, Saturday Night Live, where Joe Biden meets Joe Biden of the past. It's funny, and yet at the same time, it emphasizes the man should not be holding office. But I don't like the options right behind him. We got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Let your family and friends know we're on the air. They need to be listening to this program right now for the next 2 hours. I appreciate it. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone. And Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issue solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing. Covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, right here in Baltimore, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders, be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes. By the way.
Yes and yes. And you hear the applause? Again, that is part of that town hall meeting the other day that I just didn't have time to get to the other day. We've got so much each and every day. I mean, this is, I'm trying to give you information that's coming from a fire hose. I mean, there's so much. 2 hours is not enough. 3, 4, 5. I had to do it 24/7. Somebody asked me the other day, how do you prepare for that program? I said, constantly, constantly. So that was a question from actor. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have said anchor. He's not a news anchor. Give me a break. A news anchor, you do not know their political views if they're truly being a news anchor. This is an actor, Anderson Cottonmouth, posing as an anchor on CNN and NNN, and holding that town hall meeting, hosting, moderating it the other day. And again, this is just done for the simple purpose of making Joe Biden look better and bolstering his numbers. Oh, and he needs help. There's no doubt about it. I mean, his numbers are plummeting. And it's not just him. It's what's happening to the rest of his party in the process. the Virginia governor's race is a very big race. And the New Jersey governor's race, also very big. In both of those races, you would expect the Democrats to be running away with it. And you would expect the Democrat candidates to call in the current president to campaign for them. It's always a good idea when you got a current president to bring them in, ride the coattails, and get more votes. They're not calling Biden in. They called Obama in to help in the race in Virginia. Terry McAuliffe, at last report, tied with Republican Glenn Youngkin. And in New Jersey, again, you want evidence of what's happening right now with this Democrat Party under the, and I use the term leadership loosely here, of Joe Biden. The Republican is only 6 points behind Governor Phil Murphy, had been 26 points down. No, they're worried, and Biden's worried, and what are they doing? Still pushing mandates and making everyone who doesn't wear a mask feel unclean, unhealthy, untouchable. Almost back to Hillary Clinton's deplorable. Even if you have a valid reason not to get a vaccine, a religious reason, you're still deplorable. You're unclean. You're like a leper. And Biden saying we have to protect the unvaccinated from the vaccinated. Then what the hell was the purpose of the vaccination? And let me remind you again, Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, now in quarantine, staying home because he got COVID. He's been vaccinated. But he was at a meeting with Biden, who has been vaccinated and a booster shot. And they think he got it from the meeting with Biden. What do they really know for fact? They don't know anything. And then the problem is they want to treat you like a school, not even a school child. They're teaching you like a baby waddling around on the floor. Because they just expect you to do what they tell you, and they'll put you where they want you. And your instructions right now is that you either get vaccinated or get fired, even if you're a first responder, even if you're among those who for last year when we didn't know much at all about this, and even less now, I think, and no vaccines available, police officers, emergency responders, they're still rushing out to calls. They didn't know who they're encountering or what. And now those very same heroes, they're going to fire them. The very question Cooper asked, should police officers, emergency responders, first of all, I point out, one in three emergency responders in Chicago, L.A., Baltimore, which is where they were holding the town hall meeting, refused to comply with vaccine mandates. President Biden, where do you stand? Should they get to keep their job, just stay home, or be let go? And he said, yes, yes, and he got applause. He gets applause for saying, yeah, fire them, fire them. Well, of course, he's got a partisan crowd there. We understand that. You think they would ever dare hold a town hall meeting in a red state and not dictate who can come in and ask a question? See, they're pushing on that level, and they're pushing and attacking parents who simply go to the school board meeting and questioning, why is my child having to wear a mask every day when the death rate of children from COVID is 0.0008%? But they're not allowed to ask that question. They're not allowed, and then the National School Board Association sends a letter with the help of the White House to the White House that gets forwarded to the Attorney General and Justice Department to investigate these parents as terrorists. Terrorists. Because they ask questions about their children's subjects they're learning, and being forced to be vaccinated when they don't want their child vaccinated are because they're approving it down to age 12, now down to 5, eventually, lower. And they don't want their kid having to wear a mask all day long. And one teacher thought it'd be really cute to make up a little TikTok song about these terrorist parents. Just listen.
Here's your ostinato. Terrorist, terrorist, purple for parents are. Terrorist, terrorist, purple for parents are. While some had good intentions, they all were misinformed. Now threatening violence, doxing teachers has become the norm. They come to school board meetings with lots of things to say. And they will bully, cuss, or scream if they don't get their way.
Terrorist. Yeah, they want everybody to wear wristbands to show either you've been vaccinated or not. And they're going to give some to mark these parents as terrorists. Isn't that cute? Isn't that something? I can just see that teacher teaching it to her kids. And if parents are not watching what's happening at their schools and with their children, they're going to come home singing something like that. And meanwhile, the mandates continue. Where they can, some states, 16, 17 states filing suit against them, various governors, Abbott, DeSantis, and others stepping forward and saying, not in this state. And the federal government insisting federal law, I say the federal government, the Biden administration insisting federal law trumps state law. Well, if that's true, then why the hell would some states be allowed to declare themselves sanctuaries for illegals and encourage illegals, violate our federal law of security for our nation, our border? They only use the Constitution word when it fits what they want. Otherwise, they will never even mention it. Same thing with this mandate. From the beginning, Joe Biden was asked, what about this? And he said, I don't think I could mandate that. I don't think the people would like it. He's right on both counts. He cannot do it. He did by executive order anyway. And the people don't like it. Majority of the people. But again, the idea is to, if you are one of the ones that, you're not sure. I mean, keep in mind, and we're talking about members of the military basically told you will have to do it because you're in the military or else we'll give you a dishonorable discharge. We give you a dishonorable discharge, you won't be able to own a weapon in the future. You won't be able to vote possibly. And when you're in the military, yeah, you do get a lot of shots, but every one of them have gone through years of experimentation. Every vaccine we're giving now had been developed at warp speed as President Trump wanted, and I'm glad we did. I think it has saved lives. I think the vaccine can be good for many. I'm not saying that you should get it or not get it. That's your choice between you, your doctor, your family, and your health condition, and your religion. But none of that counts in the words and the view of President Biden. Because, again, they will vilify you. They will vilify you if you do not follow the orders. And, of course, we've heard many say, well, we'll leave. A third of the responders. You heard Anderson Cottonmouth Cooper say a moment ago. Biden doesn't believe that's happening. Just listen.
All the stuff about people leaving and people getting it, you have everyone from United Airlines to Spirit, all these airlines. We're not going to get all 96-97% of the people have gotten the vaccine. All the talk about all these folks who are going to leave the military if they're mandated. Not true. You got about a 90-some percent vaccination rate. I mean, so the idea is that, look, the two things that concern me. One are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on. Freedom. Number one. Number two, the second one is that, the gross misinformation that's out there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gross information. You want to choose which source from the other side that you're getting it? No one is saying I had the freedom to go out and kill anyone. They want to preach that. They want to preach that and say, well, if you don't get vaccinated, and you're not wearing a mask, and you're endangering other people, you could kill somebody. It's my body. It's my choice. Oh, no, that only applies to people who have wombs. That would be called a woman. That they can make such a decision. And if they decide to go for an abortion, they definitely will kill someone. And then you have this situation that happened in Southern California. Happened just yesterday. Several folks gathering to protest the vaccine mandates in California. A man arguing with them then got in his car and drove right into the crowd. And then drove away. Do you remember the incident? I'm sure you do. When a car drove into a crowd of folks wanting to remove Confederate statues, they were all appalled and angered, and I was too, and I'm angered about this as well. But do you think you're going to see any state-controlled media make a big deal about this case? Nope. And Congressman Chip Roy of Texas says there are numerous reasons that maybe Biden should be impeached. Not just the mandates and everything else. There are numerous, beginning with something he wants you to forget. That story coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Leaves are pretty until they start falling into your gutters. You really want to climb up a ladder, clean them out? That sounds like a project, a dangerous project. I have a motto. I don't do projects. You need K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Get a free estimate. Locally owned, KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com. Here's some good news. First Crypto World is now open in St. Charles, the first brick-and-mortar store where you can learn about cryptocurrencies and buy crypto merchandise. First Crypto World also has 3D printing services. In fact, I'm getting some promotional items printed. 3D. Get full details at FirstCryptoWorld.com. FirstCryptoWorld.com.
Coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
What Secretary Mayorkas and President Biden are doing are, in my opinion, and I believe in the opinion of others that I'm continually talking to, impeachable acts. And Secretary Mayorkas ought to be impeached, and President Biden ought to be impeached for purposely and willfully refusing to faithfully execute the laws of the United States and, frankly, abusing their power by not doing so. They have a duty to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. They swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and defend our laws, and they are failing to do so.
Those are the words of Congressman Chip Roy, Texas 21st Congressional District, a Republican. He took part in a Center for Security Policy webinar that happened, and he was speaking specifically about failing to secure our southern borders. He's referring to Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. It's the guarantee that basically the federal government will defend us from invasion. He said, we also have several laws on the books that highlight the security of Homeland Security, or Secretary of Homeland Security, and other officials to secure the border. Director of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, ICE, and so forth. It's the Secure Fencing Act of 2006, which obligated the federal government. Obligated, the word means obligated, means you got to do it. To establish operational control of the border. He said these are all requirements, not suggestions. You don't have a discretion to not do it. And, of course, the first thing the Biden administration did as soon as they got into office, abandoned the stay-in-Mexico policy that Trump put in place for two reasons. One, to stop the flood and make it clear to those trying to come in, you're not going to get in that easily anymore. You're going to, even if you're coming for asylum. Yes, we take those seeking asylum. That is why we are willing to take many from Afghanistan that helped us during that time, and we know the Taliban will hunt them down and kill them. And we flew many of them out of there into different countries, including ours. At last report, 60-plus thousand, supposedly housed at U.S. military bases while they are properly screened for diseases and vetted, which I really question, why bring them into the country until you've already done that? But they did it anyway. And the estimation by experts viewing it, not me, their expert figures, it's only about 3% of those who have been brought in and processed were actually qualified. They think the special asylum visa permits. The rest, they just want to get the hell out of Afghanistan and maybe to come here and have a better life, or maybe to come here and at the right time, the right date, the right phone call, initiate jihad and terrorism. And the same with those coming across the southern border. But the Biden administration immediately canceled the Remain in Mexico policy. Now they're going to have to implement it next month. Supreme Court says you have to put it back in place, and they're going to do it. And then we got the drug trafficking come across, and we got the child sex abuse that's taking place. And, of course, we have the mandate from the president, which doesn't really exist yet. The OSHA still hasn't done it. There are a lot of reasons to impeach. But a lot of the Democrats' push right now is built upon identity politics, and especially when it comes to our open border with the South. Congressman Chip Roy will tell you exactly what they're doing. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
It's a fact that Ackerman Toyota is improving the local community. Jay Ackerman had a vision, and you can see the Ackerman Toyota dealership created a beautiful showplace at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota, sponsoring the next segment, new or pre-owned. Ackerman Toyota, for life.
And run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This administration, Democrats currently in power, could give a rat's rear end about the actual well-being of the American citizens or the migrants who seek to come here. In the false name of compassion, they say open borders are good for migrants. They're lying, as evidenced by the dead migrants, as evidenced by the girls that get raped in the middle of the desert in South Texas or in southwestern United States.
That is, again, Congressman Chip Roy of Texas appearing on a special broadcast from the Center for Security Policy. He knows directly what's happening along his state. But as we pointed out lately, because the Biden administration has been hiding and flying in the dead of night, illegals from Texas and Florida and then also up into northern states, every state is a Mexico border state. I shouldn't even use the phrase border again. It doesn't exist in the mind of this administration. And they don't care about the damage you're doing. And don't think for one single moment they even care about the humanity that's being involved. Otherwise, as they said, as you heard Congressman Chip Roy say, they could give a rat's rear end about the actual well-being of them. Take a look at the girls who get raped and left in the middle of the desert in South Texas or elsewhere along the trail. Well, I thought they were all compassion. I thought they wanted to let them in because we're compassionate. And we are built upon immigration. Yes, we are. We're built on legal immigration. And we are compassionate. And obviously, when you see a child starving, I don't care if it's video shot along the border of part of the caravan or if it's a child in Ethiopia. And they're shriveled up to almost nothing. If your heart doesn't ache for that child, there's something wrong with your soul, if you have one. But can you help and do everything for everyone? No, we can't. Only, you know, if I had any power, I know for years, and I hesitate saying this. I'm not trying to make a bigger deal out of it to make me look special. That's not the point here. But allow me to say it anyway, since I started down the road. I've often asked in prayer, said, if I could have any kind of special, I don't mean magical power, but spiritual power, that I could just see someone and say a little prayer for them, their life and their ailments would change and they would improve. And I would not want any credit for it. I wouldn't want anyone to know. It would not be for done other than just being another emissary. God sees all of them anyway, but sometimes maybe it just helps with a prayer that takes them the extra distance. You can't blame God for the disasters, the deaths, and so forth. That goes back to man's original sin, but I'm not going to try to go theological on you, but I'm just trying to say you do care about these people. And there are many Democrats that do. They truly, honestly do. But at the heart of it all, they're looking at votes. That is the bare, naked, exposed truth, which we already know anyway, but no one wants to shout out, the emperor has no clothes. Congressman Chip Roy.
All they care about is playing identity politics, advancing critical race theory, trying to divide us by race, trying to promote the idea that they're the ones who care for brown people. And only they, in their infinite wisdom as Democrats, are they the ones who can take care or be friends with or be compassionate for brown people. Tell you what, go talk to the brown people in South Texas who are getting pretty pissed off about having their families endangered, their communities overrun, our border not being protected and secured, and cartels empowered. And then you tell me who's looking out and caring for American citizens, regardless of the color of their skin.
And I mentioned that to you before, that there are many of these brown-skinned people living along the border here legally. And, yeah, they care about, you know, especially if they're from Mexico or from Honduras or Guatemala, and this is one of the people coming across the land or what, they kind of care. But, hey, don't come in here and assault my family and steal and rob from us, and don't come in our community and bring more woe on us where we don't have first responders when we need them. I mean, they don't want that. That is exactly why Trump, last time around, got a third of the Latino vote. And it's increasing. And it's increasing among other minorities. Because if this Democrat elite, the Hollywood, and all of the fine dining and silk stocking Democrats, if they really care, they would open up their houses to offer housing. Not just give money. It's easy for them to write a check. No, open up your house. Open up your big garage. You really want to take care of all these people and bring in, then flood your house with them until you can't anymore. And then you have proven to me that you are genuinely serious about it. You're walking your talk. But back to the point Chip Roy made earlier, there's every legitimate reason to file impeachment charges against this president and members of his administration for numerous failings, numerous.
When you're willfully withholding resources, when you are purposely not following the Secure Fence Act, not building the wall, not building the fencing and infrastructure needed not helping and supporting Border Patrol, purposely creating policies to release individuals to the United States under parole or under notice to appear or notice to report, knowing they're not returning, not enforcing it internally, putting out memoranda saying don't enforce it, creating a magnet and a big neon sign saying come to the United States, claim asylum, and you're going to get to come in. Wink, wink. Don't worry. You'll be able to come in. Now you're causing a flood to our border. That is failing to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. That is clearly impeachable, in my opinion, based on what the founders meant under impeachment and what your duty is to not break trust with the American people, not break the public trust, and to carry out your constitutional duties.
We're going to be close to at least 1.7 million illegal encounters before the year's out. 1.7 million, and it's probably going to be closer to 2. That's just the ones we encounter, not the getaways. Another large group of mostly unaccompanied migrant children are found near the border in Arizona. Now, how do you think they got there? Well, the drug cartels brought them there, and who knows what they did to the children along the way. So what do we need to do?
If you're sitting on your ranch in 1870s Texas, and the Comanches are riding down on your ranch, you don't go, well, I wonder what my rights are here. Who do I need to call? Do I need to go to a judge and find out what I'm able to do? No, you defend yourself. You defend your family. You protect your community. And that's where we are today. People in Texas, across Texas, we need to defend our communities, secure the border, hold the line, and frankly, put a little tension with the feds and call their bluff. I don't believe that Joe Biden or federal authorities have the gumption to try to come into Texas and tell us we can't secure Texas.
I just told you there would be close to 2 million. Department of Homeland Security now revealing more than 2 million have crossed in the fiscal year 2021, the highest ever. Highest ever. An analyst with that studies this, he says, we are going to see by the end of December 2.1 illegals. It's an unmitigated disaster, he said. And protecting you and your family, are you aware that some of these, I'm sure you are, but let me give you another example, because there are numerous of them out there. There's an illegal alien that is pleading guilty and getting life in prison. Life in prison means he will not be released, then so he can go back to Mexico and then again find his way back across the border. Over 1 week in 2019, this illegal from El Salvador murdered a 56-year-old woman, a 74-year-old woman, an 81-year-old man, and his 80-year-old wife. He was trying to steal money because he needed to buy some meth. So he's accepted 4 consecutive life services in prison. In other words, our tax dollars will be making sure he gets food and shelter. This is what you want for this country moving forward? I care about those who are truly hurting and those who are in direct harm's way. I do. But all this, what the Democrats have done, is encourage more of it to happen. And especially the children. I cannot stress that enough. At some point, 5 years, 10 years now, we're going to get stories from young girls who said, I was raped repeatedly while I was being brought here and then handed over, not to quote relatives, but a child porn group, assuming the child is still alive. All right, I'm going to turn the corner on the next segment. Let's go to Saturday Night Live. This is something I rarely do. Stand by. You want to make someone feel really special? Give them a gift card from Cafe Napoli, treating them to a memorable dinner at any of the Napoli locations. Business owners, I encourage you to give Napoli gift cards to clients, employees, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, and now on the streets of St. Charles, Cafe Napoli.
Bomba! Gonna shoot your eye down. Take you.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Send in my press secretary, Jen Psaki.
Wanted to see me, sir?
Jen, I gotta tell you, you're dynamite in those press briefings with your quips and your one-liners. What do you call those little zingers?
Facts. Though I believe the internet calls them sucky bumps.
Yeah. Love that. Lay some of those facts on me.
Okay. Your CNN Tom Hall was watched by no one, and your approval rating is in the dumpster.
I scored sucky bomb. But hey, things are going to turn around, right?
I'm bad at lying, so I'm going to leave.
I don't understand. People used to like me. The press would call me Uncle Joe. I miss the old me. Where the hell did that guy go?
Yeah, where did the hell that guy go? Well, he never was there to begin with. Americans who bought into Joe Biden, you got taken. You got taken. He wanted you to believe I'm just Lunchbox Joe. I'm just like the rest of working Americans. Joe Biden, other than being a lifeguard at one time and sitting with his legs in the pool so the kids come over and rub their hands up and down his leg, watch his hair on his leg go up and down. That's what he said was so special. Has never held an actual J-O-B. And he's now, of course, mandating everybody, you that get the vaccine or you just don't have a job. And they are looking for every way they can to mock you and tear you down. And they want to know why we are in the general public doesn't like what's happening. Biden is not going quite as far. Not yet. There's a New Zealand prime minister outright admits we need two classes of citizens based on your vaccine status. She's serious. Wait till Uncle Joe hears that story. He'll start thinking maybe that's the way we should go. Well, we're already there. We're already there. And we're going to put wristbands on people and anyone not wearing a mask. But see, he got in on being this, and even Democrats have had to admit, even some of the Democrats, for some of them, like those on the radical left, he's not as radical as we were expecting. So they didn't get what they wanted. Those who voted for him because he just seemed like, he was more middle of the road compared to them. Well, yeah, that's true. Well, now some of those Democrats, he's not as much middle road as we thought. He's sold out to the left, the far radical left. And he had this breakfast meeting and meeting other meetings with Manchin and Sinema. And apparently nothing new coming out of that. It's just not going to happen. He had a breakfast with Manchin in Delaware, ends with no deal. Manchin will not accept this deal they're trying to shove down our throat. That is basically a bag of goodies. So he's asking, obviously, in this Saturday Night Light skit, what happened to the old Joe? What's going on? Well, then the ghost of the old Joe Biden appears.
Wait a second. Who are you?
Who am I? What do you mean? Who? I'm you. I'm you from 8 years ago, man. The ghost of Biden passed. Boom!
How can you be me? You seem so happy, so carefree. So, what's the word I'm looking for?
Lucid. Yeah, partner. Well, where I'm from, we're still VP. Easiest gig in the world. We're like America's wacky neighbor, Just pop in with an ice cream cone, some aviator shade, just some finger guns, Shake a few hands, rub a few shoulders. You are me. Okay, now I want you to stand tall.
Okay.
I want you to flash those 100% natural choppers we got. And remember, we may be from different eras, but at the end of the day, we're both Joe freaking Biden.
Yeah, and that's not good either. Another survey out among 2020 election voters, INI TIPP poll, says Trump leads Biden in the South. Come on, Trump. He's not running at this point, but if he were, he leads him in the South. He leads him in the Midwest. He leads him in the West. Biden does leave the North, lead the Northeast by percentage very big, 54 to 40%. But I would expect that in the Northeast. But, of course, a lot of those folks in the Northeast, they're looking to move out to either the South or the West or Midwest because of the taxes and everything else they're facing. This 2022 is going to be critical, and I expect a lot of buyer's remorse. I do. Coming up in the next hour, is it time to file charges against Dr. Fake? Should he be forced to resign? Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.